There's a very strong current pulling all of us out to sea. Our masters would be very content that a lot of us just fall into this current, don't fight it, get pulled out to sea, get lost, isolated, alone, and probably drowned. They're fine with that. This BS about just one life, no, they don't care. They feel better the less lives they have to deal with, especially of thinking people. Thinking, troublemaking people. They want less of them, not more. And I can feel the pull of this tide, even for myself, which is funny because I love humanity. I love people. I love men and women. But I can see and I can feel our weaknesses being exploited to give us ease in 1,000 different ways across your lifetime. You are facing choices about ease, your natural laziness, and what you're willing to do and work for and sacrifice for. It's a lot easier for guys to send cash to a stranger on the internet and get pictures of exactly what they want. Like ordering from a drive-thru, a girl will do and be and think exactly like you like for 5 minutes in exchange for cash. And from the girl's point of view, it's a win. She doesn't have to be in your house. She doesn't have to care about you. She doesn't have to worry about your problems. She doesn't have to think about what you will go through in your lifetime and how she will be there next to you. All of those burdens are gone. She has the cash and she's better off without you. And you're better off without her. But are you? Are you? Ease goes along with pretty lies. And a lot of work and sacrifice goes along with reality. Do you choose the pretty lies or do you choose the harsh reality? Even for myself, I don't know because the current is very strong. And why should we bother? Do we lock arms or do we lose each other? That's the question.